Momslayer. Hello and welcome to you, yes. Beautiful mothers. Happy New Year to all of you.
Happy New Year, yes. Happy New Year. It is that time of the year, yep. Right in the beginning of the year, yes. So we have had a great, you know, Christmas, holidays, Jesus, family time. It's awesome. Now we have to start getting back into that mode of school and work and routine. Yes. Unfortunately, but fortunately, because we are blessed, right? Yes. So this week we'll be looking a little bit in terms of resolutions because, you know, we like, you know, we get into the new year and we're like, yeah. Let's do resolutions. I'm like, I've heard people say, I'm not a resolution person. But secretly, we are all
very true
resolution people. Okay,
even if you don't call it resolution, yes. Other people give it a fancy name. It's yes. Planning. It's what it's resolution.
Yes, exactly. New routine, whatever, you know. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a New Year's resolution. It can be a resolution. Okay, we're going to resolutionize our family life and whatnot. But just, you know, we want to look at a little bit around what kind of mom's resolutions we can use or we can put into our lives to make our lives better, to bring us closer to God, to make our families better. This may spark ideas. And a lot of this comes from mommyitsokay.com, the blog. And yes, we're going to chat a little bit around that.
I know this is very good. So the first resolution thing, all moms, we should put this up on the wall somewhere. We can see it every day.
Yeah.
Stop comparing yourselves to other moms. This is a big one. This makes you feel bad about yourself and your ability as a mother. It could even affect your children. Everyone has their own strengths and weaknesses as a mother. What works for one might not work for the other.
Yeah.
So seeking inspiration and motivation is a good thing. But don't let it become an obsession to be better. Who's got it all together? And whose children are more well-behaved? It ain't going to help. It's an unnecessary source of stress in your life that serves absolutely no purpose than to make you feel bad about yourself, which isn't good for anyone.
Yes. The next one is make time for your own self-care. Mm. Now, we're not saying neglect your family, okay? So this is important. It's really important to make sure you focus on your kids, right? But not to neglect yourself. It's not like you're not even taking care of yourself at all, right? Don't feel guilty about spoiling yourself as well, all right? Taking care of your needs is vital so that you can be a better mom, a well-rested mom, a happy mom, right? Getting sleep when you need to get sleep if you're a new mom. Making sure that you get the sleep when your child is sleeping. I know that sometimes is so impossible. But especially in those first couple of weeks or first couple of days. And, you know, take turns, go out with the ladies at night. Not that kind of ladies. Wait, let me just get there before you think it. Like, go out and drink. Don't do that.
Yeah,
that's terrible. I don't know if I'm stirring pots here. And a happy mom is a great mom, right? So when we are happy, we are great. And it's a choice to be happy and it's a choice to take care of ourselves. Taking yourself and soaking yourself in a hot bath. Getting dad to, like, you know, take care of the kids during that time, or so one of the bigger siblings, but soaking in a hot bath, making sure you do the necessary, taking a nice long shower, maybe, you know, doing a weekly date night, block out some time for yourself when the kids are sleeping. I know that I used to do that when the kids used to go to sleep. I used to be like, okay, this is my time to do something that I need to do now. Turn off your phone or your computer for an hour or two. Hey, my word. I'm going to make this one my resolution for the year.
So needed.
You know, take time to maybe do a TV show or something like that, something that you love. Read a book, watch a movie, spend time with your husband, that kind of thing.
Very good.
Make sure during your self-care you take care of your mental health too. You could do this with activities such as reading, as I said, and then also adult coloring or meditating on the word. So I also like I literally the one day took one of the kids coloring in books and I literally colored in like proper, like all shades and stuff. You know, it was awesome. Anything 100%. Simple and even meditate, making sure most importantly that you meditate on the word.
Yeah, very good. The next one is start a gratitude journal. It's easy to get lost in the negative thoughts and think you're doing a poor job. Yeah. Why not keep a gratitude journal, as it helps to keep focus on the good things in your daily life? This is good because we did this in our cell group as a group of ladies, if I can use that term. We meet together, you know, around the word of God, and we did this. We actually, because towards the end of the year, a lot of people start feeling, oh, my life is a mess, I didn't achieve this, or even in the beginning in this case. And it's a thing of write 5 things down that you are grateful for each day, and in a notebook or on your phone. You could also do it with your child so that they can start growing and seeing life in a positive way. And everybody started smiling after that, writing just the 5 things. I'm grateful for this and that. Because you think you have nothing. Just pick 5. And you realize you even have more than 5, but we're just asking for 5.
Yeah.
Start with the 5 and you'll see how much your mood even changes as you do it.
Yeah, that's good. Next one is stop with the mom guilt.
Yes, hallelujah.
Right, like, and in fact, not even just the mom guilt. There's a lot of guilt that I think we put ourselves under in terms of ourselves and our self-esteem and that kind of thing. Just don't do the mom guilt. Don't do it. On Mummy It's Okay website, it says, give yourself a break. Mm. You're doing a good job as a mom. It's easy to feel guilty about everything, such as the time you spend with your children, how you raise them, if you should do better. All this worry is not good for you at all. We all do the best we can, and the negative thoughts will just bring you down, right? When you get the time, make sure that you spend the time with the kids or whatever. Don't sit and do nothing, or don't neglect things. But also, if things are hectic, if things are busy, I know that with me, with work, there's oftentimes I'm having to like work late at night, so I'm on the phone and my husband's just walked in, and like today he actually said to me, I walked in, you were on the phone, I just wanted to like love you, but I couldn't, you know. No. Those times will happen, but what do you do afterwards? I literally, if I can just say, yesterday I had the same situation and I was doing some stuff and he came and sat by me and he was like, I just want to talk to you, I want to say hello. And I looked at him and I was like, give me 15 minutes and I will be all yours. And I literally took 15 minutes, finished off all that I needed to do. And then I went and I was like, I said I was going to come and sit on your lap. So I'm coming to sit on your lap now. And I sat there and we chatted. So you see, making sure that all of that, you know, you do the necessary, but you don't neglect everything else.
Very good. Let others help you. Isn't that, you know, a thing we all need to hear, especially as a mom. Stop always trying to be superwoman and trying to do everything for everybody all the time. You'll often end up burnt out, stressed, depressed, and more. Mommy, it's okay if somebody offers to help you with something. Say yes, please. Letting someone help you does not mean you are doing a terrible job as a mom. And I had to learn this year. I actually had to let myself be helped because I'm not a superwoman. I had to realize that and humble myself. I am not. I can't be everything. All the time, in all times.
Yeah.
So accept the help. That's a challenging one for me.
The next point here is to learn to ask for help.
Mm.
So if someone wants to help you, accept it, but also learn to ask for help. Can I tell you how many times I've had to ask my mom for help? And she's like always there. So, you know, ask everyone else that you can, that you trust, for help with the kids, for help with things around the house. Ask the kids for help around the house.
Absolutely.
Ask the husband for help around the house. Yes. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. If they can't do it right there and then, well, yes, that's a different story. But make sure that you're asking for help. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength. It's not a sign of weakness. Hello. Hey. Get the kids to make the lunches, clean the dishes, wipe the table, set the dinner table. That's what I do. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it's just very bad. But still, make sure that you ask for help.
No, that's very good. Learn to say no. Learning to say no is just as important as asking for help. We do so much, like school drop-offs, pickups, after-school clubs, school plays, your job, the house, maybe the pets, maybe more than one child.
Yeah.
No one can do it all. Sometimes just say no. I'm sorry, I can't do that. Or make it there. I'm already busy. Yeah. You can't be everywhere at once. Plus, you need the break too, Mom.
Yeah. Also, keep a family planner. So actually plan. So myself and Ryan actually started doing this whole thing where we sit down on a Sunday and we go, what's happening this week? What do we need to do? And then also, like, at the beginning or the end of the month, what do we need to pay for? Because there's lots of extra things to pay for during the months of, like, from October, I think. You know, just plan. Make sure that you put it down on a diary. Make sure that you plan. Nothing will slip through the cracks. And if something does slip through the cracks, you know, you can always deal with it later. But just make the effort to make sure that you do a planner in terms of where you need to go, what you need to do, who you need to pay, what needs to go, where, etc.
Very good. Put your phone away. This is the line I've been hearing from my husband recently. Put your phone away. Spending time with your children, try to put your phone away a bit more. And I don't struggle with the kids putting the phone away. But when my husband walks in, he says I'm laying in bed and I'm just, you know, scrolling to whatever, or I'm watching something. And he's talking. I'm like, He says, put your phone away. And I'm like, but within a few seconds, I've picked it up again. I'm like, I'm talking to him and I'm
crazy. God,
help me.
Sure.
But trying to put your phone away, please, mom. It will help you focus more on them, whether it's your children or your husband, my husband in this case, and you won't miss out on any stuff but having your head stuck in your phone. It gives you a chance to take some break from social media, which is great. Sometimes it can enhance your mom guilt and comparing yourself to other moms, which is a very, very true.
Spend some extra time with your children, right? So, I don't know, I feel guilty on this one. But really, make sure that you spend some extra time with your children. Instead of sitting on your phone, like, I'm guilty of that, rather go and build blocks with the kids.
Hey.
Play cars. What is this? Just jump around to Daddy Go. There's now Danny. Danny Go. There's a new thing called Danny Go now. Jump around with your kids. The other night I was like, you know, dancing around with them, you know, like, you know, putting it on my old music and stuff like that. Yeah. Do some stuff with the kids that you haven't done before. You know, even if it's just once a week, take a night off or whatever, make sure that you just spend a little bit more time, even if it's 20 minutes with the kids.
Very good. Having a family meal once a week.
Yes.
Just a normal date night. This can help your family reconnect and make you feel more like a team. This can be as simple as ordering takeouts or making food from scratch. Mm-hmm. Whatever works for you, as long as everyone is together, the important thing is to let them know that they are loved and they are appreciated by their family.
Amen.
Very good.
Yeah, we brought in the outside table. So it's a plastic table because I don't have a dining room table. Yeah. So we brought the outside table in. I just put a cloth over it. And I'm very happy because now I can sit around the table and eat with my family. That's how we should. Awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. So we're going to end off now. So there you have it. My list of new resolutions that'll help you be a better mom, or our list of resolutions that'll help you be a better mom. Psalm 37 verse 5 says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him and he'll help you.
Very good.
So we are, whatever your resolution is, we're putting it down. We're putting God first. We're going to come to him in prayer. We're going to apply the word. We're going to seek his guidance. We're going to stand on his promises. But most of all, whatever we're doing, all of that needs to be included. And we're getting our plan, our resolution to God and going, Lord, now you do what you need to do. Lord, please help me to keep this in place. Mm-hmm. Lord, where I fail, let me keep going. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just really important for us to focus on God. The resolutions are great, and it's a good way to, you know, increase your character and build yourself. But the focus needs to be Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, we hope that you enjoyed the show. We shall see you next week from myself and Tandor. On It's a Mom's Life. Make sure you go and check us out on Facebook. Tell us, you know, who you are. Leave us a message. Tell us what you want to listen to. This is where we live, laugh, and love on Active FM. Cheerio.
Bye.
Turn up the volume. The volume.
This is Radio On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM.
It's Active FM.
Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube.
In my darkest hour, I lift your name up high. I always wanna follow you, no matter how hard the fight. The Lord will fight for you. Give him your troubles. He is the way. We have authority. All the demons must to receive it. I put you on the throne. The Lord will fight for you. He gave his word, it's true. Give him your trouble.
FM. Radio has never been better.